Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. This is the Best Ever You Show, and I'm your host, Elizabeth Hamilton Garino. And with me today, we have a very special guest. He has won the lottery 7 times. Is that right, Richard?
That's right. 7 lottery game grand prize winnings.
That's amazing. Now, I don't believe you. We were talking about this yesterday.
That's okay. There's a lot of people out there that still don't believe it.
Okay, now for somebody who is listening going 7 times, yeah, right, where do you go to find that information out to verify that, you know, you really have won?
And I actually encourage people to do that, too, because there's a lot of strange people making strange claims out there. They can go to the official Florida Lottery website, which is flalottery.com, mm-hmm. and every one of my 7 lottery game grand prize wins are documented on the Florida Lottery website.
Wow. Now, how much? Okay, this is obnoxious, but how much money does that mean you've won, like with each lotto? Does it mean like $7 million or $20 million, or what does it mean when you win a grand prize lotto?
Well, it's not only just those 7 lottery game grand prizes that I've won. I've won hundreds of thousands of dollars in other prizes, too, over the years. And unfortunately, when I started this, I had no idea I was going to be where I am today. So I didn't keep track of how much I had won all along. I wish I had, but I'm definitely in the millions. I mean, the last 3 alone are over $1 million. Number 7 was $98,000 and change. Number 6 was $73,000 and change. Number 5 was $842,000 and change. So just those 3 alone are over $1 million.
Yeah, and so what makes you keep working exactly?
Well, I have an agency. I'm a booking agent. I book 70s and 80s, mostly, classic rock acts for major concerts. And I have commitments that I've made to talent buyers and to artists. And I want to fulfill those commitments, and I have fun doing it. I've been in the entertainment business for 40 years, and this is what I've done all my life.
Yeah. And so what makes you play the lottery then? Do you know what I mean? Well, I tend to think that a lot of people who play the lottery are like hoping and wishing and, you know, all sorts of stuff that they, you know, might be able to win at some point. But if you've already got a successful career, why would you play the lottery?
Because I want to keep winning. Because winning is fun. Because
yeah,
when I win, I get to continually secure my financial future. I get to play with that money and buy things. I mean, one of my winnings, I bought a Jag. One of my winnings, I bought a Harley. One of my winnings, we bought a big fancy house. Another one, we went on a big cruise to Alaska. We took the whole family. So having fun with that money. And also, part of those winnings I take to reinvest into buying more tickets. So I'm playing with lottery money and not my own. So that's why I keep playing.
Now, okay, so you've written a book, and we need to talk about this book. It's called Learn How to Increase Your Chances of Winning the Lottery. So does this mean if I buy your book, I'm going to win?
No. It doesn't mean you're going to win. It means you're going to learn how to increase your chances of winning. Now, should that obviously put you in a situation that you could win? Absolutely. Of course it will. I have on my website, which is winninglotterymethod.com, mm-hmm. there are several different things that people can look at. One of them is a page called What People Have Said Who Have Bought My Book. And if they click on that, that page is full of testimonials. And these are real testimonials from real people. This isn't just stuff we made up to sell my books. And these are people who have written me, who have bought my book, who are following my method, and are winning more now than they've ever won prior to buying my book and following my method. I mean, small winnings, like people who've sent me letters. I followed your method, and I just won $500 and some odd. I've never won that much ever. I just won $800. I've never won that much ever, and so forth. 2 large wins. I have a young man in Kansas City, Missouri, who wrote me, and he's on that page. He followed my method and won $10,000. I have a young couple in Tampa, Florida, who followed my method, and within 3 to 4 months hit a $2 million jackpot.
Yeah, and so is the method some, you know, complicated math, you know, theory or whatever? This is the reason I'm a journalism major. I mean, is it really super complicated to understand?
No. As a matter of fact, I purposely wrote the book I did. One of the complaints we have had about the book is, well, it's only 40 pages. I thought I was getting a 200-300-page book. I did that on purpose because sometimes I myself have gotten a book. It's a how-to book on something, and it's 200-300 pages, and there's so much wasted words in there, wasted pages, to where I'm reading through all the stuff and they're repeating themselves over and over again to get to the meat of what I bought the book for to learn. So I purposely wrote the book. It's short and simple and to the point. You do not need a dictionary to figure out words that I've used in the book. You do not need a calculator to figure out my method. It is very easy, very simple, short and to the point, so that someone who buys the book, reads it, can apply it very quickly.
Right, right. Now, let me ask you this. The first time that you started playing the lottery, did you instantly win?
No.
Have you lost some money?
When I started playing the lottery, when it came to Florida 23 years ago, I was just like everybody else then and most people today. I just wanted to buy a winning ticket, win some money, you know, win the big jackpot, be a millionaire, you know. And also, unfortunately, like everybody else then and most people today, I lost 99% of the time, getting excited when I'd win $5 or $10. So I did that for a little while, and I took a step back and I said, wait a minute here, this is crazy. I'm basically throwing my money down the drain. There's got to be something that you can do to give yourself a better chance here. So I sat down and put my thinking cap on and started working on some ideas. Some of the ideas I came up with did not work. I threw them out the window. But some of the ideas I came up with were working. And I came up with more working ideas, and eventually I started to win. Now, I wasn't winning any huge, big grand prizes yet, but I was starting to win $50, $100, $500, $1,000, whatever. And I'm saying, okay, I see I'm onto something here because at least now I'm seeing some results. I'm not just losing 99% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then after a little while of doing that and working on more ideas, all of a sudden I won my first grand prize. Now, Elizabeth, I got to be honest. When I won my first grand prize, I had no idea I had a method, did not attribute it to what I was doing. I felt just like everybody else did, wow, I'm a lucky guy.
I won a grand
prize. And then I won my second one, and then my third, and then my fourth. It was when I won my fourth lottery game grand prize that I finally said, okay, I've got something here. I've got a method. This is working. It's proving itself. But everybody else didn't believe me. Everybody else still said, oh, you're just a lucky guy. You've won four times. And I said, you know, whatever. It was when I won my fifth lottery game grand prize when things started to get a little crazy. People were now saying, wait a minute here. Nobody can be that lucky to win five times. And the question that he would ask me is, what's your secret? So, to be honest, I was just telling people, well, this is what I do and this is what I don't do. And I did that for a while, and then I took a step back again, and I said, wait a minute here. You know, I spent a lot of years and time and money developing this method to where now it is actually proving to work. Why should I just give this method away? So what I did was I basically wrote it down. It came out to about 7 pages, and I just was printing it off my printer and carrying a few copies with me, and now when people would stop me in the store or whatever, and they'd say, hey, I understand you're the guy that's won five times. I understand you have a method. What's your secret? I'd say, well, I have it printed out. It's a 7-page report. If you'd like to buy it, it's $30. And to be honest, Elizabeth, I really didn't expect anybody to buy it from me. I figured I'd be stupid doing this, you know. But people were saying, absolutely, yeah, here's the $30. Give it to me, you know.
Yeah, I believe it, yeah, because people always want to win.
Yeah. I mean, it surprised me, you know. So, okay, so now I'm selling this 7-page report for $30 to, and more and more people.
You're making money off that, too. Perfect.
Say again?
I said, and you're making money from that, too. So.
Yes.
Yeah, perfect.
Well, then I win number 6. Well, now things really got crazy. Because prior to number 6, people would see me at the store, at the post office or whatever, and they'd say, hey, I hear you're selling your method. I'd like to buy it. Here's $30, whatever. But now when I won number 6, I would walk into the grocery store in the morning, and there'd be a line of people not waiting to buy their groceries, waiting for me to show up because they knew I showed up at the store almost every day at the same time to buy my method.
Huh.
Well, I'm going like, this is right crazy, you know, so I'm printing up more copies as fast as I can, and I'm selling them as fast as I can. Then my teenage son says to me, you know, Dad, you're missing the boat. And I said, what do you mean, Nick? He says, you need to write a book. And I go like, Nick, I'm not a writer. I can't write a book. What are you, crazy? He says, I'm telling you, Dad, you need to write a book. Well, he hounded me and hounded me and hounded me till finally I said, all right, already enough. So I sat down and I looked at the 7-page report, which at that point now is a couple of years old. And I said, you know, I could explain this part of it a lot better in a little more detail. And this over here, I've changed that a little bit, and it's more effective now. Plus, I'd come up with more stuff that I was using now that was making my method more effective. And after I worked on this a little bit, next thing I know, I had a 25-page manuscript. And I go, like, wow, I can write a book. So I started shopping for a book deal. And while I'm doing that, what I did now is I trashed the 7-page report. And now I'm just printing out this 25-page manuscript. And now when people would ask me about buying my method, I'd say, well, I don't have the 7-page report. Yeah, I said, I don't have the 7-page report anymore. It's now 25 pages, and it's now $40. And people are tripping over themselves to give me the $40 to learn the method.
Yeah, well, I believe I have a question for you, though.
Fire
did
away.
Did anybody at about 5 or 6, you know, that those wins, did anybody say, you're cheating? Have you ever had that where somebody said,
I've never had anybody accuse me of cheating because, first of all, there is no way to cheat. Not that I'm aware of anyway. Maybe there is, but, I mean, I don't know of any way you can cheat the lottery. There's just no way to do that.
Yeah, and, you know, I just wondered if somebody would say, oh, yeah, you work for the lottery or you're kind of like you at blackjack when they're watching you and you're counting cards or something like that. You know, does anybody ever say to you, you know, okay, really, what's going on?
Yeah, no. I've never had anybody accuse me of that. You're right. With, like at blackjack, yeah, there's people that count cards or whatever. But there's no way.
Lotto balls.
Yeah, you can't do that. And you can't work for the lottery. I mean, if you work for the lottery, you can't play the lottery. That's part of the agreement. When you go to work for the lottery systems, you have to sign an agreement that says you will not play the lottery. You're not allowed to. Because that's exactly what people would think. If you work for the lottery and you won, that you had an inside track or something, whatever. So no, I've never had anybody accuse me of that because there, as far as I know, there is no way to cheat at playing the lottery.
Yeah. Now, could you maybe tell us maybe like, I don't know how many things that you, maybe like 2 to 5 things that you should never do when playing the lottery? Like, for example, you know, I've got a standard set of numbers I always play. Am I ever going to win with those numbers?
Well, that is a good thing to be doing. I will tell you, I tell people all the time, first of all, one of my biggest tips I give people is set a budget. That's number one. Obviously, the more you play, the better your chances are of winning. But, and it's a big but, a lot of people get crazy and they spend money they shouldn't be spending.
Mm-hmm.
Don't spend grocery money. Don't spend rent money. Set your budget, which is going to be a little depressing at first because let's say you have a very small budget and so you can't play very much, but that's okay. If you're playing correctly, and let me say this to you, Elizabeth, it's not that a lot of people out there are stupid. It's that most people don't know how to play. If they knew how to play, they'd have a better chance of winning. And that's what I'm teaching people. I'm teaching people how to increase their chances. So set your budget and play within your budget. And if you play correctly, you'll see results and you'll start winning a little here, a little there. And eventually those winnings that you get will enable you to increase your budget without taking it out of your pocket.
Yeah.
So that's one of the biggest things I tell people is stay within a budget. You mentioned about your playing the same numbers will you ever win.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. That is the best way to play because here's another one of the biggest things I tell people. Do not play quick picks.
Yeah.
Let me repeat that one more time. Do not play quick picks. That's what most people do. They go up to the counter and they say to the clerk, here's a dollar. Give me a ticket for tonight's lottery drawing. And the computer spits out a set of numbers for them. Can you win on a quick pick? Of course you can. But if you want to get ahead at anything in life, I don't care whether it's playing the lottery or it's your job or whatever, You got to be serious about it. The, mm-hmm. the people who go to work and don't really care about their job, they go in, they punch the clock, they do their job, they go home, and those are the people that never get ahead. They don't get the increase in salaries when they're being handed out. They don't get the promotions and move up the ladder of success when those opportunities arise. They just don't put in the effort. It's the same thing with the lottery. There are many people out there that just really don't care. They're just going to go buy a ticket, and whatever it is, and that's it, and that's fine. And that's okay for those people. But if you want to seriously play the lottery and have a chance to win, then you've got to be serious about it. You've got to approach it a different way. In my book, I teach people, again, how to increase their chances of winning. One of the methods, there's things involved. There's research involved. Going on your state lottery website and doing research, and I explain what you need to do and how you need to do it in my book. So playing quick picks, back to that, when you buy a quick pick, you're not increasing your chances of winning. Every time you buy a quick pick, your chances are always going to be the same. Again, yes, you can win with a quick pick. But if you want to increase your chances of winning, then follow my method and don't play quick picks, and you will increase your chances of winning.
Yeah. Yeah, I wondered on – I always chuckle at quick picks because I always think they're probably quick picking out the same numbers to everybody. Here's your quick pick.
You know? Yeah, no, the computer randomly picks out numbers. Has there been maybe somebody in some time in some state in some lottery drawing that got the same set of numbers that someone else did from the quick pick? That's probably happened, but it's not like they do that on purpose. That's just a random drawing.
Okay,
that's why I was saying to you a minute ago, there's no way that I'm aware of that you could cheat with the lottery.
Yeah. And now, okay, here's another one, just kind of some standard things. When you buy those scratch-off tickets, should you buy them in bundles with like 1,000? Or, will you win if you just buy two? Scratch them off for three?
You asked me two questions there. The first question is, should you buy them in bundles of 1,000? Yeah, if you've got a huge enough budget, why not? But most people can't afford to go in there and buy $1,000 worth of scratch tickets, okay?
Right, yeah.
So the other question you asked me is, can you win with buying only two tickets? Yes, you can. Again, it's like buying a quick pick. Yes, you can win. Now,
after the guy who just bought the 1,000, though.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing, Elizabeth. I've done many radio and television and newspaper interviews since this whole thing took off.
Mm-hmm.
And what I try to do for the listeners of these interviews is give them something that they can use, even if they don't buy my book. Obviously, I want them to go to my website and buy my book. But when they listen to your show, when we get done with this show, they will have gathered some information, which we've already given them some already.
Mm-hmm.
They will have gathered information that will help them increase their chances of winning if they're listening, if they're paying attention, and if they do what I tell them to do. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
If they buy the book, they're going to have a tremendously larger advantage because they're getting the complete method and they're going to be able to utilize that and have a better chance of winning.
Right.
So let's talk about the quick picks. About these scratch tickets. This is one of the tips that I do give away from my method when I do these interviews.
Okay.
Here's what I see happen almost all the time, Elizabeth. The person goes up to the counter and says to the clerk, "I want to buy some scratch tickets. Let me have one of those. And oh, you got bingo. I love to play bingo. Let me have three of those. And hey, I like the colors on that ticket over there. I'll take two
of those."
Sounds
like me.
There you go. Well, that's what most people do, Elizabeth.
Yeah.
And again, I'm not saying that people do that are stupid. But what I'm saying, and again, I want to make sure this is clear. I'm not saying that people who do that are stupid. They just don't know better. They don't know how to play. So if you do that, if you buy the one ticket, the three tickets, and the two tickets of different games, okay, basically what you're doing, Elizabeth, is you might as well put on a blindfold, take a loaded gun, and try to hit the target. It's not going to happen, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So here's what you do. If you want to play scratch tickets and you want to increase your chances of winning, first, again, let's go back to the budget. You decide what your budget is first. So let's say your budget is $100. You take the $100, you divide it by 10, and you buy 10 tickets. So that means you – because they have scratch tickets that are $1, $5, $10, $20, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So if you only have $10 budget, you buy 10 $1 tickets. If you have $100 budget, then you buy 10 $10 tickets. And you buy those 10 tickets – in a row from the same game. All 10 tickets in a row from the same game. What you've just done is you've just increased your chances of winning. Now, how do you pick which game? Because now you go to the counter, and there's three different $10 games. Okay?
Yeah,
that's
how do
in my
you pick
book.
Which game? Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's in my book. If they read the book, I teach them how to determine which is the best game to play. But if you do that, if you buy 10 tickets in a row of the same game versus one of these and three of these and two of these, whatever, almost 99% of the time, you're going to find at least one. Many times you're going to find two and sometimes even three winning tickets in that stretch of 10 tickets.
Mm-hmm.
You've
now,
just increased your chances of winning.
Absolutely. Now, you said something really important, and I think we should probably touch on it again because gambling addiction is everywhere. And it's that, do you think you should play as though it's just funny money? Because if you really and truly, if you're taking $100 out of your, you know, your mortgage money to go do this and you lose $100, you've really lost $100 of your mortgage money. You know, there are times when you're going to plunk down $100 and not get anything back, correct?
Yeah, it can happen. It's not very often. But see, there's what you just said, though. Don't take $100 out of your mortgage money. If you have to dig into your mortgage money to buy lottery tickets, then you shouldn't be buying lottery tickets.
Okay.
If you see what I'm saying to you? That's why I said, you know, don't spend grocery money, don't spend mortgage money. Use money that you can afford to spend that's outside of your necessary items that you need to pay, take care of, and
mm-hmm.
that's your playing money.
Yeah, I think that's just such good advice. Now, on that topic of lottery, I want to shift topics with you for just a little bit. But on that topic, is there anything else that I didn't ask you right there that maybe I should have asked? I can think of a billion things to ask you, but, you know, I believe it's going to be mostly in your book.
Yeah, most of it's going to be in the book.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Well, let me go back a little bit to just who you are as a person, because aside from winning the lottery, you have so much about you that's just, it fascinated me. You know, when we first talked, I'm like, okay, that's neat. He's won the lottery. And then you dig a little deeper, scratch a little deeper. And it's, you know, you've got this a really neat career.
Well, I've been in the entertainment business all my life. I started touring the country in the 60s and 70s as a singer and a drummer.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, unfortunately today, that part of the business is almost doesn't exist. But back then, every Holiday Inn and Sheraton Inn and Ramada Inn and whatever would have a lounge. And they'd have live bands playing there six nights a week for like four sets a night. And they had what was called the circuits. And they would have, like, an agency would have like 10 Holiday Inns and 10 bands. So they'd have these 10 Holiday Inns, and they'd have these 10 bands in them, and then 6 weeks later, everybody shifted, and you moved 500 miles up the road to the next Holiday Inn, and you would follow the circuit. And so I did a lot of that in the 60s and 70s. I also joined a high society orchestra during that time period and toured all over the country playing for very, very rich people at their private events and stuff. And one thing led to another. Then in the 70s, mid to late 70s, of course, the disco scene started coming on pretty heavy, and I ended up switching from being a singer and a drummer to being a disc jockey. I did radio. I did the private sector, you know, weddings and Christmas mm-hmm. parties and stuff like that. And then in the early 80s, I was hosting some talent shows and doing this and that, and the agency thing kind of just came along as a fluke because I had artists who were asking me, because I'd been in the business so long and I had done entertainment contracts and whatever, they asked me if I could represent them, so I started representing acts, and that's when I started my agency, which is Lustig Talent Enterprises. Mm-hmm. And we've been in business, and when I say we, I'm speaking of my wife. My wife and I have been together for over 25 years, and she's been with me she was with me when we started the agency.
Mm-hmm.
And we started out booking local entertainment and regional entertainment, eventually moved into the national scene. That's all we do now. We don't do the DJs and the local bands and the clowns for kids' Christmas parties and stuff, our birthday parties.
Yeah.
We used to do that years and years ago. We don't anymore. Now we book strictly name acts like Rare Earth and Artemis Pyle of Leonard Skinner and the Jets and the Dell Vikings and so forth and so on, and even
yeah.
bigger names like Charlie Daniels and the Doobie Brothers and Eddie Money and whatever. And we book these kinds of acts for fairs and festivals and even nightclubs and casinos and corporate events and whatever. And that's what we do now. We've been doing that for 25 years.
What's the secret of sustaining that type of business with the relationships and so forth? How do you do that?
You mean as far as myself as an agent and an agency owner?
I think that's just a fascinating, it's almost selfless. I think it's a fascinating career to promote and manage other people and really help other people succeed. It's selfless. How do you do that?
Well, I mean, first of all, I mean, I don't want to mislead anybody or anything. I mean, I get paid to do it. I mean, it's not necessarily selfless because, I mean, I do get paid. It could be a very tough road, especially the last 2 to 3 years have been really rough.
Right.
We all know that the economy has been in the toilet. Everybody's hurting. I don't care what kind of business you're in. I don't care if you're selling entertainment or you're selling toilet paper. Everybody's hurting right now.
Mm-hmm.
Buyers aren't spending money like they were 3 years ago. So sponsors for major festivals aren't coming up with the kind of sponsorship money they were coming up with 3 years ago and so forth. So everybody's learning to tighten their belt and just try to hang in there, and hopefully it's going to turn around. I don't want anybody to quote me and think I'm the predictor of all time or something like that, but my personal opinion is I don't see it turning around for at least a couple more years.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope I'm wrong. I wish it would turn around tomorrow, but it's tough out there. But yeah, I mean, it's exciting. I've been not only as a performer, but also as an agent. I've been on stage with some of the biggest names in the industry, backstage with them, sitting and eating dinner with them, being on stage with them and performing in front of hundreds of thousands of people. It's a very exciting career.
Yeah. Is it one that your children are going to follow in?
Unfortunately not.
No. Do you want to talk about your kids?
My daughter, I'm very proud of my daughter. She got a teacher's degree. She went to college and she got a teacher's degree, and she's a teacher. And my son, who is graduating high school this month, the end of this month, he wants to go into computer game designing, and he's going to be going to a school that specializes in 3D animation and things like that. But, you know, I've told them both, and I'm very proud of them and what they're doing. I said, but keep in mind, you're going out into the real world, and you're going to have someone who's going to be your boss, and you got to deal with all that and so forth and so on. And I was trying to hang the carrot in front of him. I say, but if you come to work in the family business, you learn the family business, there's going to be a point where I'm going to want to step down and say, okay, I'm ready to retire. It's now your business. So you have your own business. You don't have to worry about having a boss or whatever. Not that owning your own business is the best thing in the world either, because as people out there that may be listening who do own their own business know that being a business owner can be very tough at times too, because even if you don't bring in any business, you still got to pay the bills, where if you're an employee working for somebody else, you go in, you do your job, you get paid, and if the owner of the business can't pay his electric bill or whatever, that's his problem. You still get paid for doing your work, you know. So there's no perfect world out there. But no, unfortunately, neither one of them had any desire to get into the entertainment industry, so.
All right. Well, how about grandson? There's a grandson on here. It's so cute.
Well, my grandson is 5 years old, but I'm hoping I'm going to retire a lot longer, a lot sooner than when he's old enough to take over the business.
Yeah. Now you are, it's just that you like to play video games on here. Do you have like an Xbox gamer code that you can
play? Yeah, I have the Xbox 360. I've got the PlayStation 3. I even got, my wife bought me a couple years ago, again, from the advantage of winning so much money at the lottery. You ever go into a club, or you go into a bowling alley and they have the lounge, and on the bar is one of those video game machines?
Oh, yeah, I love those.
You ever seen those? Yeah, she bought me one of those, and I play that a lot. But, yeah, I like to play video games. I'm a video game nut. I mean, I used to be many, many years ago. I used to love to play pinball, but that's kind of gone by the wayside. But, yeah, I like to play video
pinball.
Games.
What happened? You know, simple. I love just board games and pinball, and you put that in front of kids, my kids, you know, because I have four boys. They look at me like I have, you know, six heads. I got the comment Monopoly is stupid the other day. I'm like,
they want to go on the internet and they want to play the Modern Warfare, you know, Call of Duty, or they want to play WoW, which is World of Warcraft, and that's what they want to do. They want to go online and play those games. So they go in their bedroom, they close the door, and it's like the dungeon in there. You don't hear from them for hours.
We call downstairs our basement of our house the Xbox cave.
Yeah, nobody, there you go.
It's got a big note on it. It says Xbox Cave, parents allowed with gamer tags. Something like that's really funny. So, and
well, we have my son's got his Xbox 360. I had to have my own Xbox 360, otherwise I'd never get on it.
Oh, yeah, we have, I don't know, I'm not even going to admit how many Xbox 360s we have and PS3s, although PS3 got hacked.
Oh, yeah, that's down. Isn't that amazing? You know, they talk about, they warn people all the time to protect your identity and this and that and blah, blah, blah. And then you hear stories about major companies like that even getting hacked.
Yeah, and my son has just been, I can't talk to any, all my friends, I can't talk to my friends. I'm like, hello, pick up the phone. Like, I'm not going to pick up the
phone.
Well,
don't get me started on that. This whole thing about the whole email and things like that, I mean, I use email very sparingly because it is a necessary evil in today's business world, but I personally do not like email. It's very impersonal. The world has gotten to a point where, I mean, you call any major company, you can't get a human being on the phone. You know, it's like, I think if you look up today in a dictionary, look up the word customer service, the whole page has been torn out.
Yeah, you definitely, I noticed that you like to call, and that's awesome because it makes it, I got to know you easily.
Absolutely.
Rather than through email. That was good training for me. I really appreciated that because, you know, it made me stop and think and go, you know, I email people way too much for this radio show. I need to be talking to people prior to it. So that was good.
You get a much better feel for who you're talking to.
Yeah.
Because, you know, with email, it's black and white letters on the computer screen. When you talk to them, you get their intonation of their voice. You get to find out what kind of person they are. You can ask them questions and get immediate responses instead of them sending you an email with a list of questions. Then you got to reply. Now they send you more questions, and then you got to send them questions because you don't understand the questions they sent you. And oh my gosh, I could do all that, you know, with 5 or 6 days of going back and forth with emails, I could have accomplished in a 5-minute phone call.
Yeah, it was a good. That was just a great lesson for me. I was going to thank you offline, but it was a great lesson for me because, you know, it just showed me how wrapped up I was in email a little bit. And I made a note. I'm like, oh, this is so much better talking to people prior to the show. And sometimes I do a little bit, but I really got to know you prior to the phone call, so it was great.
Absolutely.
And, I like that a lot. So I want to go back to the lottery again for just a little bit and mention that we, you know, who we're talking to on the phone to people, because a lot of the times people follow us on the internet while they're listening. I don't know how they do it. They follow us on the internet while they're listening on the internet, on the phone, and all sorts of things. But anyway, so go to your website. It's winninglotterymethod.com. And by Richard's book, it's Learn How to Increase Your Chances of Winning the Lottery. And just a reminder, he's won the lottery 7 times. And for people just joining us, again, how did you do that? We got to like 5 and 6, but let's talk about 7.
Okay, so where we left off was I had won number 6, and that was when my son started hounding me about writing a book. At the same time, people started asking me, do you have a website? And I did not have a website. So I put up the website, which is now winninglotterymethod.com. And the next thing I know, I'm getting orders for my method through my website without really even promoting it. Now, again, this is just us printing out off our printer this 25-page report, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, so I go out and I shop for a book deal. And finally, I get a book deal. I get the cover designed and the interiors designed. In fact, we're all a family in this whole project. My wife's sister, who lives in Vancouver, is a phenomenal graphic artist, and she's done... she's gotten awards for her work. In fact, she lives in Vancouver. When the Olympics were there recently in Vancouver, they hired her to do some work for them and so forth. She designed my cover, the interior stuff. We did the editing. We did everything. We got the book ready to go to press. Everything's done. We are now ready to send it to the printer and have them start rolling the presses. And lo and behold, I hit number 7. Now things just went bananas, totally bananas.
Yeah,
so one of the first things we did was the book says on the cover of the book, written by 6-time lottery game grand prize winner. So we had to tell the publisher, we were going to tell him first, take out the word 6 and put in the word 7. And we talked about it. We said, no, it looked more dramatic. Have them put an X through the word 6 and write the word 7 above it, which that's how we did that in the book.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so here's how things went totally bananas. So I go, and I'll never forget the date of win number 7 because it was August 9, 2010. 8, 9, 10. Okay?
Yeah.
So I go down to the lottery office to collect my 7th lottery game grand prize. Now, you're in Maine, right?
I am.
Okay, and you have lottery in Maine?
We do, yep.
Okay. So each state is usually about the same. Some have variations. But in Florida, if you have a winning ticket and it's less than $600, you can take it to your local merchant where you buy your tickets and they can redeem it for you. But if it's $600 or more, you have to go to the lottery offices to collect. Well, again, all of this we've been talking about is my seven lottery game grand prizes. But I've won over the years hundreds of thousands of dollars in non-grand prizes. So the people at the lottery office know me very well. I'll go there 3, 4, 5, 6 times a year with a $5,000 winner, a $2,000 winner, a $10,000 winner, whatever it may be. And those aren't grand prizes. Those are just other winners. So I walk in that day. I won number 7 the night before. I walk in that day, and there's a young man that works at the lottery office there. His name is Manny. He sees me walking in. He goes, "Richard, you're back again. How much did you win this time?" And I said, "You aren't going to believe it, Manny. I won my 7th grand prize." He says, "You're kidding." So we're filling out the paperwork and stuff, and they asked me, "Can we take your picture and put it on the website?" Which they have done many times before that, because I'd won so many times. I said, "Sure," not thinking anything about it. I said, "Sure, no problem, whatever." So they take my picture, whatever, I get my money. So now I go to the store and buy my tickets, and I do this for 2-3 days. Now we're Thursday morning. Thursday morning, I go into the store to buy my tickets like I do every day. And the girl at the counter says, "Richard, I saw you on the news this morning." And they go like, "You saw me on the news? What are you talking about?" She says, "Yeah, they had your picture up there, and they're talking about how you've won 7 times and blah, 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 blah." I didn't know anything about this. I'm going like, "Oh, okay, that's kind of cool."
Yeah.
So I go home to tell my wife so we can go online and get it. We just wanted to, you know, to copy it, to have a copy of it for our personal, you know, just to have. Well, we can't find it anywhere. So I call the TV station that's running the story. "You're Richard Lustig? You're the real guy that we're doing a story on?" I says, "Yeah." "Hold on a minute." Another guy gets on the phone. He says, "You're really Richard Lustig?" I said, "Yes, I am." He says, "We want to get you on camera. We want to do an interview with you." So I said, "Sure, why not?" So 2 hours later, I'm with them, with their camera crew. We do the interview. That evening, they run it on the 6 o'clock news and again at the 11 o'clock news. The next morning, Elizabeth, the email attached to my website goes off the board. I mean, orders are coming in every second. Every second. I open up my email, and I'm hearing click, 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 that fast.
Oh,
orders
yeah,
coming
it.
In from all over Central Florida.
I was going to ask about orders. What about not only orders, but when you're a millionaire, don't people bug you for money all the time, too? Do people
that's what they call the dreaded lottery curse. Two things that the curse usually references is, number one, people who win a lot of money and then it seems like a year or two later they're bankrupt or they're broke. Or the other thing is people who win a lot of money and next thing you know they find out they had relatives clear across the world that they didn't know they had. Okay.
Sure. Yeah, exactly.
First of all, as far as relatives are concerned, my wife and I are very family orientated. So our family members have never had to ask us for a penny. We've helped out our family members. In fact, a couple of them didn't even want to take the money from us. We said, "No, you're taking the money. We won this money. It's more than we ever had before, and you're going to have some money too." You know,
yeah.
So we shared it. I've had a couple of requests from people that I don't know asking for money. Unfortunately, you can't do that because you don't know if these people are real or not real.
That's a floodgate, I would think. Once you open up that, that's just, oh.
Yeah, it opens up a huge can of worms. Yeah. As far as the other part of the dreaded curse about people who have won and then a year or two later they're bankrupt, well, that usually happens because most people who win a huge amount of money in a lottery do not know how to handle this large influx of cash.
Yeah.
They've never had that much money in their lives, so they go crazy. They buy big fancy houses and fancy cars, and they're spending all this and they're spending that. Well, they're not thinking, they're not planning, they're not. You know, you got to invest that money, put it away for the future. That money's not going to last forever. You know, I don't care how much you win. You know, and there's also taxes. People don't realize when you collect your money, the lottery office will take 28% of your winnings if it's over a certain amount of money. But when you, depending on how much you win, you could be in a much higher tax bracket. And this is what happens to a lot of people. Come April 15th, they go to file their taxes, and now they find out they owe all this extra taxes that wasn't taken out of their money when they got it,
yeah.
And now they don't have it because they blew it all.
Right. Yeah, isn't it like 50% is kind of really the rule?
No,
that
not
50%.
It's about, I think 40%, and I'm not an accountant, so I don't know for sure, but I think 40% is the max you can pay.
Yeah.
Now, what you're thinking of is if they have an option of taking an annuity or taking it all in one lump sum, then it could come down to maybe 50% of what the actual total would have been, I think.
Yeah.
I always just take my money now.
Yeah. How do you stay so grounded and nice? Because you really don't have to be sitting here talking to me. You know, how do you stay so normal and nice?
Well, first of all, I'm not sure I'm that normal. I've been in the entertainment business all my life. Nobody in the entertainment business is normal.
Around normal.
Yeah. But, you know, that's one of the things that we really try to put across to people. You know, my wife, my son, myself, you know, we're a family. I'm just a regular person like everybody else. And I want people to realize that. In fact, I do get that. And I do get that a lot when I get someone who's bought my book and they don't really understand some things, and they'll send me an email and ask me questions. And if I can answer by email, I do. But sometimes I don't feel I can answer their questions fairly and adequately enough in an email. If they put their phone number in there, I call them. If they didn't, I'll send them an email saying, please call me. And when they get on the phone with me, they go like, I can't believe I'm really speaking to you. I mean, you're really Richard Lustig. And I go like, yeah. And they go like, well, like, you never get to talk to authors. You always have to go through their publicist and this and that.
Yeah.
I want people to realize that I'm a real person, that I'm a real person just like everybody else. I am fortunate enough to have dedicated a lot of years to developing this method, so the people who are buying my method now are getting the advantage of my 20-plus years of putting this together and making it work. But I'm just a regular person like everybody else. Yes, you can talk to me. Yes, you can email me. I mean, I'm not hiding in some big mansion somewhere in the mountains and nobody can get to me because there's 100 armed guards around there with machine guns or something. You know?
Yeah, good. Now, I noticed it says here that you've been recognized by Ripley's Believe It or Not. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Oh, yeah. This has been an exciting path. Since that TV show, that first TV news story, one thing led to another. All of a sudden, other stations jumped on board. And now I'm not only being interviewed by many different – I was interviewed by ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, whatever. Not only locally, but then it started spreading across the state because their affiliate stations were picking up the story. Then I get a phone call from a friend of mine saying, Richard, you got to turn on Headline News. You're all over Headline News. They picked up the story, and they're running it across the country like every half hour. So I'm getting orders from all over the country. Well, then I get a call from the Learning Channel. Now, the Learning Channel, for a couple of years now, has had a TV series called The Lottery Changed My Life. I never knew about this show. They saw the story on Headline News. They wanted me to be on one of their shows. So we did that. As a result of that, I was also on Canadian television, German television. I've been on the Today Show in Australia, Fox and Friends, Good Morning America. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on. So about a month ago, I'm talking to a person in St. Augustine who's talking to me as far as my agency is concerned about doing some acts for a festival or a concert or whatever. And he says to me, by the way, he says, Richard, did you, like, win the lottery a few times or something? And I go, well, yeah. He goes, like, well, I thought that had to be you because I opened up the newspaper this morning and in the Ripley's Believe It or Not section where they have an article and they show a couple of things and they say believe it or not this, believe it or not that, there was a caricature of your face and it said Richard Lustig, Orlando man, wins lottery seven times, blah, blah, blah. And I'm going like, you're kidding me. Well, I have a publicity firm. They're called Allen Media Strategies. They're out of D.C. They handle my publicity. They get me a lot of TV and radio interviews and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They had approached Ripley's, but we had not heard back from them yet. Apparently, they went ahead and they did some research, found out I was real, and they recognized me, and boom. So I was in this nationally published article all over the country. As a result of that, I just did an interview last week on Ripley's Radio, which is airing this Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result of that, I'm going to be I'm making a celebrity appearance at the Ripley's location in Orlando a week from tomorrow.
Oh, how neat is that?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be really cool. And one of the coolest things that's happened to me is I have now recently been on the Rachel Ray Show.
Oh, fun.
And that was a blast. My PR firm set that up for me. They got the contact and everything, and they flew me up there, and I did the show, and I was sitting in the green room waiting to go on the show, and in the green room next to me was Tom Selleck, also waiting to go on the show.
Oh, I love him. I think he's pretty – he seems like he's a pretty nice guy.
Yeah, my wife and I like him. He's one of our actors that we really like. We like his shows.
Yeah.
So the day before I go on the Rachel Ray Show, the producer calls me and says, Richard, as part of our segment, as part of your appearance on the Rachel Ray Show, what we want to do is we want to put your method to the test. Now, I've done many radio and television interviews, as I said, about this, and every once in a while someone, one of the hosts of a show wants to do this. I don't take it as a malicious, it's not meant, I know they're not trying to be malicious or anything. It makes for good entertainment, and I understand that, and I have no problem with it.
Yeah.
So she said what they wanted to do was they wanted to provide everybody in the audience with scratch tickets and see how many winners they get. So I said to her, I said, well, if you're going to do this,
pick
you got to do
the same role.
Yeah, do it by my method because otherwise it doesn't work, you know. Oh, she said, oh, yeah, because she said, we read the book and we're going to do it exactly like you said in the book and blah, 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 do the research and everything. I said, okay. So I said, so how many people were you going to have in your audience? She says, we have 125 people. I said, okay. I said, you're going to have at least 12 winners. And there was this silence on the phone for a minute. I don't think she believed me. I'm not sure. And I said, yeah, you'll have at least 12 winners. She says, okay, we'll see, you know, whatever. So sure enough, I get there the next day. We do the show. We get to that point in the show. And Rachel says, okay, so now every one of you in the audience got a scratch ticket from us. We want you to scratch your tickets, and we want you to see what you come up with, because they bought 125 tickets in a row of the same game, just like I just told you earlier in the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I told them they would have 12, at least 12 winners. They had 17 winners.
Oh, how fun. Did anybody win any grand amount of money?
No, in fact, the producer and I were talking about that. We said, wouldn't that just be unbelievable if somebody hit a really big prize? I mean, that would have been phenomenal for both the Rachel Ray Show and for me, you know. No, nobody won a huge big prize, but that's not what this is all about. And
right.
This is a good point, too. The title of the book is not Learn How to Win Millions of Dollars.
Mm-hmm.
The title of the book is Learn How to Increase Your Chances of Winning the Lottery. That's what this is all about. My method will teach you how to increase your chances of winning. So go back to the Rachel Ray Show. The whole thing was not that somebody was going to win millions of dollars, which it would have been nice if somebody had, but I said to them, you will have at least 12 winners out of 125 tickets. They had 17 winners. Again,
yeah.
My method proved to be correct.
Yeah, we're gonna get this book. We need this book. With four kids going to college, oh, my Lord, we need this book.
Oh, my goodness, I don't envy you at
all. They're all 2 years apart. We figured we need to save about $100,000 a month or something. Some
really?
Unbelievable number to put all four kids through college. It's just obnoxious. So
and they always seem to pick the college that's the most expensive, too.
Oh, yeah, they're not picking, you know, community colleges or anything.
No,
like
no, no.
They
want to go clear across the country, and they want you to set them up in an apartment and this and that.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, in fact, we were just in California, and our 9-year-old said, you know, he's kind of smart. He goes, I really want to end up at Stanford. And we're like, okay, you're 9. He's like, no, I'm going to Stanford. And so when we were out there, we toured him around Stanford. You know, we took all four boys there, and the oldest one said, well, I think I want to go here, too.
Oh, my goodness.
No, that was a mistake. So anyway, well, that, you know, you could almost retitle your book The Adventures of Richard Lustig because, you know, you're having a ball, aren't you?
I am absolutely having so much fun with this. It really is. I enjoy doing these interviews. I'm kind of a ham, so I enjoy the interviews. I enjoy the publicity. You know, I'm not a shy person. I've been on stage all my life, so I have a good time with it.
Yeah. Now, is your wife in the not shy also? Does she love all the publicity and things like that too?
She's not as into it as much as I am. She doesn't shy away from it. I mean, she was also a performer for years, and in fact, that's how we met. I taught her how to be a disc jockey. That's how we met. She came to work for me. But no, I mean, she doesn't go out of her way to do it, but she doesn't shy from it.
Yeah. So what's next for you? Will there be an 8, 9, and 10?
Absolutely, yes. You know, it's funny. When I won number four, that was when I knew I had a method. I knew things were what I was doing. And I told people, I'll win five. And when I won five, I said, I'll win six, and so forth and so on. And every time, everybody said to me, yeah, yeah, okay, sure, right. Yeah, Richard, yeah, you will, okay, sure. And I've done it every time. And when I won number seven, I said, I will win number eight. And I will win number eight. Now, I don't know when it'll be. It could be tonight. It may not be till next week. It may not be till next month. I don't know. But I will. I am more, obviously, and I should be, more confident in my method than anybody. Okay? Mm-hmm. I know I'll win again.
Yeah, I know you will too. I'm confident in you too. I believe you. Do you a question about the method and the book and so forth. Does this take hours and hours and hours of time to learn and do?
No.
And play, or is it just
digging? No, again. Again, that's why I made the book short and sweet, very simple, easy to understand. I do recommend people read it through maybe a second or a third time before they start implementing it so they do understand it, because if you're going to buy a product at the store and you take it home and it's got instructions how to put it together and use it, and you don't read the instructions and you just put it together because you think you know what you're doing, and then all of a sudden it doesn't work right, you go to you say, why is this thing not working? Well, go back and read the instructions, and you find out that you forgot to put this in and this screw in the wrong place or whatever, and that's why it's not working right. So it's the same thing. If you're going to buy my method, read it through two, three times. Make sure you really understand it, and it's very easy to understand. And then when you're ready to start it, do it exactly as my method says. Because otherwise, if you don't, you just wasted your $40. And I don't want anybody to waste their $40. I love hearing from people who have followed my method and have won. I love people to send me the emails and tell me, Richard, I can't believe it. I followed you. I had a guy just the other day. I bought your book. I read it. The very first day I started using your method, I won $100. I can't believe it. That's what I love to hear.
I'm so confident that you can win by getting your book. It just, you know, you've won, and people are winning. So I think it's going to be one of those Best Ever You Blue Ribbon Award winners.
I hope so.
Definitely. We love to give great books awards. So
now, here's what we did, too. The book came out in English, and it's a published book in English. I did get a lot of friends of mine who are of Latin descent ask me, do you have the method in Spanish? And I didn't. I don't speak a word of Spanish myself. But they said, you should, you know, get the method printed in Spanish. So we now have it available in Spanish. It's not the book yet, but they can buy it in Spanish on my website. It's the same exact information that's in the book with the pictures and all the instructions and whatever. It's just to print it up as a typed up printed report. So they can buy the book in English. They can buy the method also in Spanish. Also, there are people out there that just don't like to read. They're just not readers. Or they'd rather listen to a book. A lot of times people will buy audiobooks, you know, and they can pop it in their CD player in their car while they're driving along and listen to it. Well, we now have the book also, my method also available as an audio CD.
So they can buy that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We want to make it as easy as possible and as available to as many people as possible. So that's why we have the book in English. We have the method also in Spanish. We also have the book, the method, in as an audio CD now. And here's what I'd like to do, Elizabeth. For your listeners who are listening to this show or are going to listen to this show, if they're going to play it later or whatever, if they go to my website, which is winninglotterymethod.com, and buy my book through my website. When they go on the website, on the home page, there's also a guest book that they can sign. And if they'll click on that and fill in the guest book, and when they fill it out, it asks them a question, how did you hear about my method? Mm-hmm. Obviously, if they put in there, I heard about your method on the Best Ever You show.
Right.
If they do those two things, they buy the book through my website and they fill out the guest book and they put on there that they heard about the method through Best Ever You show. The first five people that do that, I will include with their purchase a Florida Lottery scratch ticket, which will give them a chance to win $6,000.
Good. Yeah, well, I'll definitely, when we're done with the call, we only have 3 minutes left. Can you believe that? This went so fast.
Listen, when you're having fun, it goes.
Yeah, and I'll make sure and put that out into our community and everything when we're done. And everybody can play this back at any time. And I'm just so happy that you've won so much money. It's cool. You're so lucky. I wonder what do you ever with three? You know, it's hard to ask somebody profound questions with 3 minutes remaining. But what's next for you? Do you sense that you would ever get bored with everything? No.
I never get bored with life. I never get bored with life at all. There's so much to do out there. There's so many things to do and be involved in. I enjoy every minute of it. You know, I mean, let's face it. We're only here one time, so you can't let it be wasted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. What are some of your goals? What are some of your other dreams?
Well, one of my goals is that you and I will be doing this again when I win number 8.
Oh, definitely. And 9 and 10 and 20. I bet you'll win way more.
I hope so. That's the plan.
Yeah. Do you have another Harley bike you want to buy or anything like that?
No, you can only ride one Harley at a time. And I've decked out my Harley perfectly the way I like it now. So some days I'm driving my Jag. Some days I'm driving my Harley.
So tough.
Yeah, it is.
I bought my car
decision.
Off of eBay. Thank you very much. I bought an Audi A6 from eBay. I love it. Do you have any? I did. I really bought my car off eBay. Great deal on Audi A6s on eBay. Do you have any vacations that you want to go on or anything?
No, my wife and I do cruises all the time, so we've been, you know, on a lot of cruises. We'll probably do more, you know, and we have some plans. She has some relatives in Italy that we want to go there, and she has some relatives in Australia, so we're thinking about going down there.
Oh, how much fun. I hope those are two places that I dream of going. So when you go, I hope you post photos in our community. Especially Italy. I want to go to Italy so bad. So anyway, not about me, totally about you. With 1 minute left, I just want to direct everybody back to your website, and I'll follow up with some information that you know you talked about with the lottery ticket and so forth. But so please go to winninglotterymethod.com. And Richard Lustig's book is Learn How to Increase Your Chances of Winning the Lottery. Appreciate you being with us today, 7-time lottery winner Richard Lustig. Thank you so much for being here.
Elizabeth, thank you very much for having me on the show. And as I said a few minutes ago, let's do it again when I win number 8.
Absolutely. All right, you have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, talk to you soon. Bye.